Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. The North-South River Watershed Association will be holding a few cool events over the next week. Bust out your cameras this weekend for the Fall Foliage Photography Pontoon Tour. Professional landscape photographer Kjeld Mahoney will speak about photography techniques, which lenses and which camera settings to use to get the best shots of nature and wildlife. The cost is $75 for North-South River Watershed Association members and $95 for non-members. The tour leaves from Rott Marine at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and you can direct any questions to info@nsrwa.org or call 781-659-8168. Also on Saturday is the 38th annual Daniel Webster Farm Day. See live owls, listen to live bluegrass music, let the kids crawl around in the hay maze, or take a ride on the tractor. There will be face painting, crafts, and games. Watch live blacksmithing, weaving, wood turning, and bird carving demonstrations. The fun starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 4. Admission costs $8 for non-members and $5 for members of the Audubon Society. For more information, call 781-837-9400. On Tuesday the 23rd, the Audubon Society is hosting a kayak exploration tour. Teacher Doug Lowry will guide this tour up the North River to Couch Cemetery and back. Kayaks and picnic food will be provided. Then on Wednesday the 24th at 7 p.m., the North River Wildlife Sanctuary will be hosting their event Deserts and Destinations, where Joy Marzolf will present the slideshow Maldives, Paradise in the Indian Ocean. This event will cost $14, and you can pre-register at massaudubon.com/northriverprograms. We've put a few new videos up on our Vimeo page since the last update. Our news program is now called Marshfield Community News, and you can watch the latest episodes on our Vimeo page. Last episode's stories included the grand opening of Stellwagen Beer Company and our coverage of the Tiny House Festival that took place at the fairgrounds. As for podcasts, we've posted all of the Meet the Candidates in audio form. If you don't have time to sit down and watch the conversations before the elections, you can listen to them instead. Just go to marshfieldtv.org and scroll to the bottom, select podcasts, and from there you can choose whichever episode you want. Now over to the library. This Wednesday, the 17th Family Storytime will be at 11 a.m. This half-hour story program gives parents, caregivers, and children ages 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities together, followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. No registration is required for this program. Then on Thursday the 18th at 2 is Storycraft, where kids listen to stories and create a craft based on a weekly theme. This 45-minute program is for kids ages 4 to 6, and they attend the event on their own, while their caregiver remains present and available within the library. Registration is required as space is limited. Later at 5, the Teen Advisory Group and the Tween Interest Group will be throwing a Halloween party at the library. There will be spooky crafts, scary stories, horror makeup tutorials, and lots of snacks. Wear your Halloween costume. Sign up for this event by calling Kelsey at 781-834-5535 or email ksocha@ocln.org. On Saturday the 20th at 10 a.m., the library is hosting Big Ryan's Not-So-Scary Stories. This program will feature Big Ryan's original stories, puppet play, and a whole lot of fun. This event is for children preschool to 5th grade and their caregivers. No registration is required, and this event is free. Jump ahead to Monday the 22nd. At 9:30 a.m. is Songtime for Littles, where kids up to age 2 and their caregivers are invited to sing songs and have playtime. There will be toys and lots of fun. No registration is required. Then at 10:30 is Tales for Tots, a story time geared towards kids who are aged 2 to 5. There will be sing-alongs, stories, and a toy time. After that, at 4, is the library's Lego Club, where attendees can use Legos to build amazing Lego creations that get displayed around the library. All ages are welcome, and those under 10 must be accompanied by a caregiver. Later at 7 is the Monday Night Author Talk and book signing. The author this Monday will be Dr. Stephen Silman, author of Engaging Archaeology, 25 Case Studies in Research Practice. This month is Archaeology Month, and so the library has invited Dr. Silman to talk about why archaeologists chose to enter the field and the varied paths encountered while conducting their research. His book, published in February 2018, brings together 25 case studies from archaeological projects worldwide. Engaging Archaeology candidly explores personal experiences, successes, challenges, and even frustrations from established and senior archaeologists who share invaluable practical advice for students and early career professionals engaged in planning and carrying out their own archaeological research. This event is free and open to the public. Then on Tuesday the 23rd at 9:30 a.m. is a baby lap sit. Enjoy time together with other parents, caregivers, and babies to learn, play, and develop language and motor skills. Come prepared to sit on the floor, one-on-one with your pre-walking baby in your lap. This program is for pre-walkers and their caregivers. Space is limited for this program. After that, at 11 is Family Story Time. This half-hour story program gives parents, caregivers, and children ages 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities together, followed by a playtime. It also reinforces early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. No registration is required for this program. Later at 4, come read to Gurney the therapy dog. Gurney is trained to sit with children and listen to them read. This kind of support from lovable puppies can foster your child's self-confidence, build reading skills, and it's just plain fun. Choose a 15-minute time slot by calling the library to register. At 7, the library will be hosting author and paranormal researcher Jeff Belanger. For over 20 years, Jeff Belanger has been exploring the unexplained. He seeks out history, folklore, ghosts, monsters, and legends all over the world and in your backyard. His talk presents highlights from his own adventures, his work from his books, podcasts, and the television programs he's worked on. Get a look at the investigation process and compelling audio and visual paranormal evidence. This speaker is an award-winning Emmy-nominated host, writer, and producer of the New England Legends series on PBS and Amazon Prime, and is the author of over a dozen books on the paranormal, including Weird Massachusetts and Haunted New England. The event is free and open to the public. No tickets are required. Light refreshments will be served. The library is anticipating a large crowd for this event and recommend you arrive by 6:45 p.m. to be guaranteed a seat. Now over to Town Hall. On Wednesday at 2 and 3:30 will be the Council on Aging Board of Directors meeting. Then on Monday next week, the Council on Aging Marketing Committee will be at 1. Then at 4:45 is the Ames Way School Council meeting. Later at 7 is the Board of Health meeting. And on Tuesday at 7 p.m. is the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now I'd like to leave you with a fact about Marshfield. In 1898, a storm named the Portland Gale struck the coast of New England. Before the storm, the North and South Rivers met and entered the ocean at what is now the dunes separating Humorock from Wrexham. The storm struck the beach between 3rd and 4th Cliff, covering the entire strip of beach in storm surge. When the water receded, the beach was gone, and the rivers were connected to the ocean, making Humorock an island. Over time, the old inlet filled with silt, connecting Humorock to Wrexham. In Hull, the roller coaster and Ferris wheel were destroyed, and Cohasset was under 10 feet of storm surge. All in all, 150 boats sank and 400 lives were lost. Thank you and have a great week.